All right, we're going to go to one more here. Let's see. I guess we got two more. Yeah, this is kind of review. I think we covered this well in our class, but here's a trick. This is a trick to really move us to lessening the anxiety. Having gratitude. So how do we confront the chaos? Consider the question, does it seem the good life is always one if only away? One purchase away, one promotion away, one election, transition, or romance away. What's the if only statement you have been distracted by lately? Sometimes the things we desire are good, but our obsession with getting them becomes consuming and cause anxiety. Good things turn into bad things when they become the ultimate things. So, and then I'm going to go ahead and read this next one too. Make two lists, the list of if only and the list of already. What are some things for which you are grateful for? And so I just want to pause on that. Any other reflections on if only or already, making those two lists? Yeah, Lindy?
I think maybe it's because I have to acknowledge sometimes that I'm older than some other people. And maybe it's because I've been on this earth a few decades. But I don't get anxious quite so much as I used to. That I don't often think about if only, because there are some things I cannot resolve, like members of the family that live thousands of miles away. But if there are things that I would desire were a different way, my primary thought these days is, if God wills it, it will happen. And I didn't think that way when I was younger, but I think more and more that way these days. And that helps me. It's not my decision. The decision is already made, essentially.
So. Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing. Yeah, Jan?
Excuse me. I gave up if onlys a long, long time ago because there was no if only. It happened, whatever it was, it happened. And so there's no if only to me. And now I have my already right here. And this is a great already, but yeah. No if onlys.
Yep. Todd jumped on the call later. Jan, do you want to share with Todd your news with Todd Muley?
Oh, Todd, this is Richard, and he's not an if only. he's a fiance, which is an interesting word for me right now, but. Thank you. I appreciate that. And so does Rich.
Yeah. Oh, great.